In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire. Smoke. Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Hour number two of the Rodo Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Fantasy executive.
What's up?
The King.
What's up?
Wall Street. What's up? Okay. I don't know if he can hear you, and you just wait.
What up?
Hey! Well, there's a lot up, gentlemen. There's a lot up. Because it was officially announced yesterday by Chris Ballard, that is the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts, who went on the radio. And he said he expects Andrew Luck to return to practice this week.
Puts him on time for the week 6 timeline.
Does it?
Yes, it does. This is week 5 right here. He gets on the practice field come Wednesday. Gets a couple practice in this week. Get a full week of practice next week. Week 6, Andrew Luck is in the starting lineup for the Indianapolis Colts. Mm. And he goes into your fantasy lineup.
I don't know about that.
Why don't you? You've been the one that's been debating it the whole year. You think he's going to be out for the damn season.
I didn't say
it's
that.
It's not going to happen
I
now.
Didn't say that.
Yes, you did, Greg. You said you thought he was going to miss this season.
I never said that.
What?
I said pupless.
You never said you thought he was going to not play this whole season.
That was you. You believe that.
I said he couldn't. He might.
I said he should be on the pup list.
You did say you would not be shocked if he didn't play this season.
I definitely said that.
That's what Corey's referring to.
I definitely said I wouldn't be shocked. I didn't expect it.
But as far as starting him,
stand by that for the record.
But starting him, it depends on your other options. I mean, if you have Deshaun Watson, you know, and
Andrew Luck, Scott.
You don't. No, I'm saying your first game back, you want to see what he's like coming off that injury. You know, how rusty is he? Yeah, you know, I would play Watson instead if I had him. It depends on what your other option is.
Here are the exact quotes from Chris Ballard, and I'll give you more throughout here. We'll slowly start working him back into practice. We'll see how much he gets. We've got a plan in place to where we want him to start getting reps. And that time, as we get him back incorporated, back into the teamwork and all that, we'll get him back on the field. Andrew's doing good. He's doing really good. I've watched him throw the ball. He's starting to get his motion back, getting his lower bodies to start working with his upper body. His strength levels are getting back to where he needs to be.
I love it. I love it. Andrew Luck is coming back for week 6. He's going to be back in the mix with my man T.Y. Hilton.
You read those quotes and you're thinking,
yeah, that's what I want to hear from the general manager. He's seen him throw. He's starting to get his motion back. The upper body and the lower body are starting to come together. That's what you want to hear.
Possibly week 6. I could see them week 7 at home versus Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's fun, too.
I'd probably say latest week 7. Week 6 could be game time decision. You know, it's really about, you know, in the rotator cuff, you know, the pain management and, you know, getting the motion again.
One last quote for you. Everybody has to understand he's not going to come back and take all the first team reps and play 50 to 60 to 70 snaps in practice.
Yeah, that's this week. Next week he will.
I don't think it's that quick. One more quote on the other side. More from Andrew Luck next.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
All right, back here with you. A little experts in the morning.
Hey.
Hello. The next quote. We have
from who are
this
these quotes
Chuck,
from?
This is from Chuck Pagano.
All right, that's
he's
the head
coach.
He's the current head coach.
He's also, that is pretty good.
He's the current head coach until Bob Garrett gets hired. Yeah.
He's the current head coach, Chuck Pagano.
I wonder who they'll hire. Hopefully someone fun. Like Sean McVay. Everybody just wants everyone. That's gonna be a new thing, by the way. Everyone's gonna look to these young.
And they should. I'm so tired of this. Recycling. Who's on the staff? Coaches.
Zizinski.
I'm not going to tie it shut.
Like, if Rex Ryan ever gets a head coaching job, that GM should be fired immediately.
I very much agree with you.
Probably keep what they have in place in offense and hire a defensive-minded coach.
That's what that was what they did with Pagano.
Huh?
That was the plan with Pagano.
Then they get a better one than Pagano. But leave the OC. Let that offense is fine. They need to get a defensive-minded head coach, somebody that can scheme that thing up and get a system in there working.
I hate to say it. The only good coach in Indianapolis was Bruce Arenas.
Arians.
Bruce Arians. Bruce Arenas is the
guy. That's the soccer
team, right?
I
kind of
figured that when I said that. But, I mean, he was really the only good coach there at that time.
Yeah, Bruce Arenas was a good coach. Go get him. All right. Everybody has to understand he's not going to come back and take all the first-team reps, play 50 to 60, 70 snaps of practice in a day. We have to integrate him back into practice. Like anybody else, do some individual. Throw some routes against air. Stay with his throwing progressions. Bring him along. Again, it'd be great just to have him out there with his teammates. Red jersey on, working again.
That's fun. I love it. I love everything I'm hearing. It's very optimistic news. Sounds like Andrew Luck will be out there, good to go week six. You can get my T.Y. Hiltons and my Dante Moncriefs back in these lineups because Lord knows I need them.
Here's your problem with that.
What?
Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts play on Monday Night Football week six.
That's right. I got to wait till Monday night.
You going to trust Andrew Luck if you own him to start him week six?
No. I'm going to start Matthew Stafford, the league where I have Luck, and I'm going to start Matthew Stafford in week six. But I'll have Andrew Luck for when I need Andrew Luck. More important to me is what it does for T.Y. Hilton and Dante Moncrief and those weapons in the passing game.
Yeah, it just overall, it injects a lot into the offense. It probably means more goal line touches for Frank Gore because the offense is moving more consistently. Brissett hasn't played awful, so but it's encouraging to hear on Luck. And again, like Corey says, as a Stafford, it all depends on what your alternatives are. You know, if you have a Stafford, if you have a Watson, you can wait another week, and say, okay, let me give him the eye test and see how he looks on Monday night.
Yeah, we'll see. If you have that luxury, that's obviously fantastic. We'll see. By the way, if he misses the first six games, probably should move.
You're starting to put Watson in the same conversation as some of the top quarterbacks in the league, Scott. I know you've done that twice.
What I'm saying, I liked Watson just like you did in the preseason, but you've already said that he's a QB1.
He is.
So if that's the case, why not use him knowing he's healthy and what his skill set is instead of risking what Andrew Luck might be, possibly rusty?
You know who's QB1 in fantasy football right now?
Who's that?
Take a guess.
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith is number two.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Number one quarterback in fantasy right football. Now. So it's not Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers is number three.
I just thought maybe a little trick question there.
It is. It could be Rodgers if the way he's asking it.
It was three. Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is number three.
TFB?
TFB.
Of course it's TFB. I knew it was a trick question.
It's TFB. And number four is Russell Wilson. So the guys that we said were going to be there are the guys that are there.
That's a Matt Modica special for you right there.
Yeah, I didn't think to think Brady because I thought it was like a trick question.
All right, so this would be really interesting.
Alex Smith is the odd man out. Quarterback five is Dak Prescott.
So this will be really interesting. I like Dak Prescott. When it comes to Deshaun Watson, we're going to find out what kind of quarterback Deshaun Watson is because this week he is Sunday Night Football, as we said, at home against KC, then at home against Cleveland. That's nice. The battle of the Deshauns. Then he was in Seattle.
Oh, that'd be fun to get that W out there.
That's a tough spot. That's a very interesting.
Is
spot.
That healthy for a Ted Finn?
What's wrong with healthy? Ted Finn?
I don't know.
Is he alive?
He's sleeping. He's okay, sleeping. Okay. Take a little nap, I think.
I'm a little concerned.
Scott, did you feed him?
Ted, wake up.
Not yet today.
Ted.
You did not feed him yet?
No.
I think Ted is dead.
Ted! Oh, no.
There he goes.
He's alive.
I woke him up. Ted was like... I let you sleep.
I thought it was.
I didn't come bothering you when you was sleeping.
See, that's why I said we should get like a little plant in there because they like to like sleep in a plant, and when they're in the plant, they're napping.
Bring one in here, Scott, and put it in the tank.
I might do that.
Bring one in there.
Yeah, my bait at home has planting there. Yeah. So we know he's napping.
Don't bring one from your house. Go to the pet shop and buy one and bring it in there, Scott.
I think I can afford a plant.
I'm not saying you can't.
I don't have to take the one from my current bed.
So
I know you can, Scott.
So Andrew Luck is going to practice this week, which obviously Corey and everybody else is super excited about. T.Y. and Dante Moncrief.
It's actually making my morning, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, it actually is making my morning.
Dante Moncrief caught a touchdown pass this past week. Yeah, so that's some optimism going forward.
I may have to play him with the Bys this week. I may have to put him in my lineup. That would stink.
Yeah.
But because I got Tevin Coleman in so many spots, and I got Dalvin
Cook
in so many spots.
Good matchup, though, man. They face San Francisco, I believe, this week.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to be comfortable putting Dante Moncrief in my lineup this week.
I don't think that's a bad play. He caught a touchdown pass last week. Jacoby Brissett has not played badly.
No, he hasn't. He's much better than Scott Tolzien.
Much better. A good trade by Chris Ballard, trading Phil Dorsett for Jacoby Brissett.
This is how you want your backup quarterback to look like when he gets put in there.
I agree.
You don't want him.
You know what's interesting about Brissett? Belichick wouldn't even let him throw the ball. Like Belichick would not let this dude throw the ball.
He made some good throws this past week.
Fine backup quarterback. He was a fine backup quarterback. Better than anything the Jets have. Let's just leave it at that. Andrew Luck.
It's not nice.
Sorry. Andrew Luck coming back. He's practicing this week. A guy I do not expect to practice this week is Derek Carr. Now, Jack Del Rio kind of lied to us, which isn't very nice of him. He said that back spasms.
It's not back spasms.
It's not back spasms, no. It is a bit of a break in that back that he could miss 2 to 6 weeks. And Corey, I believe this is the Tony Romo injury.
This is the Tony Romo injury.
It cost him more than 2 to 6 weeks.
Romo played with this injury 1 year, though.
Yeah, 1 year. I think he missed like one game.
Yeah, 1 year. 1 year he played with. This is the Cam Newton injury.
You just never want to be in the Tony Romo injury conversation.
No, you don't.
Romo had this. He played with this injury 1 year. Okay. Then Cam had the same injury when Cam had that car accident.
Right. He
missed one game with the same injury.
But he was at the beginning of the season, right?
So it was in the middle of the season. I remember when it came out, they thought he was dead. He was broken. And he was like
on RotoExperts.com right now. The latest inside injuries roundup. They say the optimal recovery time is 2 weeks.
I think that's a good way to look at it. I think he'll get back out there. They could put a flak, like, to protect that area, so in case somebody knee him back there again, it won't break it again. So they'll put something back there to protect it. I don't think he plays this week.
Yeah.
I would say about a 1 to 2 week layoff for Derek Carr. So no, I wouldn't expect to see him in practice this week.
So the problem is, and Dr. A's noticed this on the program before, this is an injury though that when he does come back though, you know, if he takes the wrong kind of hit, he could easily go out again.
They can take their time. They got E.J. Manuel.
E.J. Manuel was winging it. He was
covering the Bills center.
He was dropping dimes. But now, Scott, they can put a thing.
And then he threw a duck.
This is true, too. But, yeah, Scott, they can put a thing back
there. It was a duck.
They can, but, you know,
I know you can blame Cooper
and
say, oh, this. Yeah. Cooper maybe should have tackled that guy to let him get the interception. But
it was a duck.
That guy had the...
Yes. He needed to put some more oomph in that throw. But Mark Cooper mistimed his jump and played the ball terribly. I'll say that.
He should have tackled him.
Who cares? You have 10-yard penalty. So yeah, the game's not over yet, at least. Derek Carr, optimal recovery time, as Scott said, via inside injuries, is 2 weeks. If that's the case, with both Cam Newton, Tony Romo, each missed the game, then came back, then we can see the same from Derek Carr. He'll be back maybe after a week, be back within two. So we'll see. We'll see if Derek Carr takes the proper time to recover. But with that being said, with Carr's now injured back, what do we do about Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree here, gentlemen?
These are guys now where you look at your other options and they're no longer must starts for you. If you look, EJ Manuel looked good last week, but a lot of times, when a backup quarterback comes in a game and the defense hasn't really looked at film on him, he can play well.
Yep.
We've seen it before. I think when a team actually has time to prepare for EJ Manuel, they might sit in the film room laughing, and then he won't play too well. So you can't start Amari Cooper. It's going to be, you're going to get these questions here that would seem strange now on Twitter, and stuff like that about Amari Cooper or somebody. Do I start, Amari Cooper or Rishard Matthews? It's not going to be great.
If you have a Rishard Matthews, I'll put him in. But I think in most cases,
you have to start these dudes.
You got to start Amari Cooper. You got to hope he's just going to get targeted.
It really depends on what the other option is.
All right.
Yeah, that's the question.
I don't know what kind of leagues Your roster construction is your roster setup is like if you play in a league where you start three wide receivers and start a flex where you can start four wide receivers, you're going to sit Amari Cooper? That's tough. That's tough to say. If you start two wides in a flex, maybe I can see you sitting Cooper. But if you playing with three wides in a flex, I think it's impossible to sit Cooper.
If we're going to see Amari Cooper versus Cooper Kupp, you know, and that's going to be fair.
That's going to be a thing. Scott, I actually totally agree with you that that's going to become a thing. It's Cooper Kupp versus Amari Cooper. I'm in a league where I don't have that option. In fact, his team absolutely is terrible. So, you know, whatever. All right, Roto-X for the morning. That's what's right now.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
So I'm looking at one of my lineups this week. One of them is like, okay, like I can get through it. Like things are looking all right. This other one's bad. This other one's real bad.
Since Danny's in the studio now, Danny, we have some major holes to fill this week. We actually have Joe Mixon in our starting lineup.
Same.
Due to buys and injuries. So trades will be happening.
Currently on my team, I don't only have Joe Mixon in my lineup as my RB1. I have three tight ends in my lineup currently. Things are not going well.
Well, here,
and Amari,
here,
and Amari Cooper.
Here's the thing. You're going to hear this from a lot of fantasy players this week. We're going to hear it and say, I'm in a pickle this week. You know, it's like I'm dealing with a lot. Your opponent is too.
No,
I think
he's not.
I think no, you got buys. Everybody's dealing with challenging decisions. So you know, it's not a thing where it's not a thing of where you're a disadvantage, you know?
Oh, no, I'm at a disadvantage because my team sucks.
Yeah, you're not at a disadvantage because your opponent's also at a disadvantage.
You beat
as well.
Scott. You don't suck. You beat Scott.
Yeah, different team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I beat you, so that makes Greg the best of us.
Corey beat me.
Yeah.
So, it's all, you know.
The circle of life.
Come complete circle.
Yeah. Transitive property. Matt didn't play any of us, so.
Yep. That's another league.
that's
Blue and Bougie is quite angry on this Tuesday morning. I thought we had this game won, but
they needed to face Kareem Hunt like we did. Boom, bell ring.
1-3
1-3 now.
As are we. But that's okay. Yeah, a lot of season left.
I got two teams that are 1-3. No, yeah, two teams that are 1-3, and one of them has the most points in the league. I hate that. I hate when fantasy does that to you. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got 2-2 teams, the most points in the league.
League is this? This the Kiss League?
No, it's another league. What's fun? You know what the funniest part of this is? With another 15-minute laugh, you're so great, yet you have 2-1-3 teams. Yeah. That is the funny part. Yeah. I'm so bad.
Because I don't have to come after me on Twitter. You feel what I'm saying? I don't have to get reprimanded by Cardano on Twitter.
No, you need to be reprimanded by me in person.
Yeah. What you going to do?
Yeah.
What you going to do?
Remind you that you think you're so great and you have 2-1-3 teams.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm looking at this team. I am in dire trouble here.
See, today is like this is one of those type of days where you need to figure out a spot where you get an hour and a half to 2 hours to yourself to really go through your rosters and your lineups and get your fantasy teams up to speed, because we're starting to hit the bye weeks now. We're starting to see poor performances. We're starting to see some injuries. So now everybody needs to debrief their fantasy team. Do you feel what I'm saying, Matt Madika?
No, I hear you. What I start doing, except for this Sunday night, I popped like 3 Advil and passed out.
Yeah.
I was just too exhausted.
It's like that sometimes.
But I try on Sunday nights to start looking ahead and just get that start early.
Yeah.
I mean, if you listen to like some of these people that have been very, very successful, like a Nelson Souza and Dave Hubbard, who took down the overall in the FFPC, they basically start talking during the 1 o'clock games about what they're doing on waiver wires, lineups, stuff. So the earlier you can get the head start, the better off you'll be.
It's an early bird against the worm.
Exactly. Bam.
Oh, boy.
How about a ding for that one?
There it is. There's the ding. There is the ding. One of the players that you are getting back, yeah, went through some injuries. One of the players that you're getting back is Doug Martin. Doug Martin returns from suspension, and the last guy that returned from suspension was Willie Snead. He didn't play. Hurt his hamstring, maybe. Did not play in London. Now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers get Martin back, and I do want to stress that when you are suspended, you are not able to practice with the team, right? Doug Martin and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play Thursday at home against New England. What can we expect in this first week back from the muscle hamster, Scott?
I would say it'd probably be a timeshare with him and Jaquizz Rodgers. That's the way it's looking. And, you know, Corey says put everybody in a Tampa Bay jersey out there. But,
yep.
You know, what's your other option? Of course, it's all about roster context. How much can you really trust Doug Martin? But then again, it's a bye week, too. And we've had running backs, you know, dropping with injuries left, right, center, behind, forward. So you may have to put him in there.
I personally don't believe anything that Tampa Bay, that's come out of Tampa Bay. If Doug Martin looks good and Doug Martin dominates his game, it's Doug Martin's job. I mean, Jock Quiz, Pop Quiz, whatever you want to call it. He'll get some touches. But look, this Tampa Bay team really wants Doug Martin to
be the guy.
They kept him on the roster. They stayed with him through this
this whole rehab thing
and stuff. And he is the superior
talent. I think ideally they would like to have Jaquizz Rodgers as a compliment and a change of pace guy.
But I still think for Thursday night, though, because you got to figure, they didn't practice yesterday.
Right.
They're not going to practice today.
They probably will practice today.
Because they do got to play Thursday. You're right. So they'll practice today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I don't see Doug Martin get 2 days of practice and playing on Thursday. Now, if he plays, he's going to be limited. I'm still starting Pop Quiz, Jock Quiz.
I would say he plays, but the snaps are limited because that also keeps the opponent off balance because, you know, the opponent won't know, okay, how often is he going to get the ball?
Yeah, Bill Belichick won't know that Doug Martin only practiced twice this week.
I gotta ask you.
Yeah, but
they
don't know who he doesn't know who they're gonna hand it to and how often.
I gotta ask you this, Matt. A lot of people, and I know in my leagues, in other leagues I've seen on Twitter and the questions that we've gotten on the phone, a lot of people look at Doug Martin almost as a savior, right? Like, this guy's going to come back.
No, you are 100% right.
And he is going to save my season, save my team. I could pencil him as an every week starter, and I do not have to worry about it.
Ayanna fix my life.
See, but that's what fantasy players want,
yeah.
And it doesn't exist. We'll get these questions all the time on Twitter. Two closely ranked players. Who do you like for the rest of the season? Fantasy players want a rest of the season answer and reassurance. Guess what? It doesn't happen a lot of the time. It's just not how it works. This is why we play this game. It's so challenging. It's so fun. It's so tantalizing. It's not that easy. You're not going to get the answers you want. Take it 1 week at a time, and that's it.
I think the thing here is it's which Doug Martin you get. You get the good Doug Martin or the bad Doug Martin.
Or the Trent Richardson Doug Martin. Yeah. It's two Doug Martins out there. I fixed my life when all everybody said that's not a thing.
I think it is.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, wow. Nobody?
I didn't really get what you said.
Oh, okay.
I missed it.
You're going to give us the right one. I guess you're expecting some laughter there that you didn't get.
Yeah, because I'm like, what's
the reference?
It might be a cultural bias.
Oh, Jesus.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
You got to tell us the reference?
It's a show on the OWN network.
Oh.
Yeah, so
I don't know if I get that.
Yeah, yeah, nobody has the OWN network. Oprah Winfrey network. I don't watch it either, but trust me, it's on a lot, though. I'm like, why are we watching this? Interesting show. It's Lady Who Fixes People's Life. So Doug Martin is like, fix my life.
Does Oprah fix their lives?
No. It's Oprah hired this lady. Oprah fixed her life.
More like Harvey Keitel in Pulp Fiction.
There you go. But that's legitimately what they expect, seemingly, from a Doug Martin. He's either going to come and fix their life, and that's funny. Wait, speaking of things like this,
I think that goes both for the standard, like the regular fantasy guy, and even the high stakes. There's high stakes people that believe he's going to come in and help win them a championship.
Did you guys watch Curb yet?
I haven't.
I probably watched it today.
You said that yesterday. You said that yesterday.
I will watch it today.
I ended up being busy.
I can't use the reference that I want to use until you guys watch it.
All right. So I'm going to make a point to watch it today.
I appreciate
it. I ain't got
that.
The HBO Go app. Maybe I'll check it out.
No, there's a reference I'm going to use.
After my nap.
Very helpful in fantasy football. I'm going to make a whole segment out of it once you guys watch it.
All right, so, I'll watch it. No.
What was that?
It was my attempt at Larry.
Dan. That was your Larry?
Yeah, attempt at it.
Come on. Scotty. Come
on. Probably do a better Funkhauser.
Much better Funkhauser.
Yeah, you could be, because that was a good Larry.
That was a fantastic Funkhauser.
I'm going to kick your ass this week in fantasy football, Larry.
That was a good Funkhauser.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you come to me. Don't you come to me when I beat you by 50 points, Larry.
Okay. That's a good Funkhauser, Scotty. I'll give that to you.
That was a good Larry.
That's one of your better ones. Yeah. All right. Enough of this! Doug Martin, not the savior! He is not the savior.
Look, it's not a savior, but when you've lost Dalvin Cook, you've lost David Johnson, you've lost Chris Carson.
It helps.
And you're losing Rob Kelly, he's going out of games. It helps. It gives you a little bit more possible peace of mind.
It does. But it's peace of mind for now. Because we've seen Doug Martin have very good games. I know this preseason he looked very, very good. But there's times where you draft Doug Martin, you feel like crap.
I'm not the biggest Doug Martin guy.
So there you go.
Doug Martin, I don't know if enough people know enough how boom or bust he is. It's more like Doug Martin will have a game where he'll rip off a 50 or 70-yard run, but then, you know, he could have other games where you're just hunt and peck at the line
and
nothing happens.
Go ahead, Matt.
Well, real quick, I'll say one thing. As much as we promoted Joe Mixon on this station,
yeah.
If I get Doug Martin on my bench, he's going in over Joe Mixon.
I agree with that. This week, too. This Thursday night, too.
Thursday. Look, he's playing like right now the all-timers defense.
Yeah, that's
so
true, too.
You got to put him in.
You practice twice. You can play him. Probably I'll play this weekend. I mean, on Thursday. Who would you rather have ROS, Doug Martin or Amir Abdullah?
I'd rather have Amir Abdullah.
So would I.
That's a real close call because I feel like Doug Martin is more talented.
I'm here to bring you, Scott. I'm asking you close calls because you're the damn king. You're the expert.
You know what's frustrating?
Tell me who to play.
No,
tell
me,
Scott.
I'm not going
to
tell you because you didn't let me finish my answer.
It says Amir Abdullah or Doug Martin right there. So you're stealing my bit.
I was trying to back up my answer and not just give a one word answer.
Go ahead,
probably.
You don't let me answer, Larry.
I'm going to say
Doug Martin. I think he's more talented.
You're going to say Doug Martin. Yeah. It's interesting. I think that's a close call right there between those two. Your boy had a good game this week.
Who's my boy?
LM.
Oh, he did. He sure did. Thanks to DeShone Kizer. You're saving my life. Yeah. You're saving my life, you guys.
Watson, you mean?
Yes, DeShone Kizer is not saving my life. In fact, when we come back, we're going to talk about DeShone Kizer a little bit and the Cleveland Browns in general. Because I think it's time to be nervous about what Hugh Jackson's going to do. So let's talk about Cleveland a bit on the other side. We'll get into the Seattle backfield as well. So Roto Experts in the morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we can all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. A little state here of the Cleveland Browns. Of course, Corey's in the bathroom.
He left.
He's in the restroom for this moment. Not
so is Isaiah Crowell.
The Crow Show has been interrupted.
Been canceled.
Oh, is that nice? Who are the Browns are playing the Jets this week?
They are.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to start Isaiah Crowell. I think you have to.
All right. DeShone Kizer, I think it's clear over the past couple of weeks, taking a step back, right? Like,
did he ever take a step forward?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think he was ever ready. Look, I understand why they're doing this, but I thought this was something they could have done a few games into the season.
Like Mitchell Trubisky style?
Yeah, something like, let him just, you know, see things. My point is, he's a tremendous athlete. But he, if you watched him play in college, if you watch college football and you watch him at Notre Dame, he had decision issues. I mean, look, young quarterbacks have that. But, you know, you throw it. I understand they want to see what they have. And then when you look and you see the quarterbacks they've passed up on in the last 2 years, and they even had the chance to get Deshaun Watson and other guys, it's kind of compounding the issue.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Carson Wentz, that was the guy.
Wentz, exactly what I was about to name. Like, you had a shot at Carson Wentz. You had certainly a shot at Deshaun Watson. And you go in this direction. Listen, I'm not saying Kaiser's this bust yet. I think it's way too early to claim that.
But this is the thing. For the Browns, they can get 1,000 draft picks. And I like that they got this front office with the advanced analytics and all that.
Theoretically, it sounds nice.
You know, but look, they're drafting, like, skilled players that are fast and all this. But if you don't have a franchise quarterback in the NFL, unless you have that elite defense, you're not going to win.
Even if you have the elite defense, if you don't have at least a decent quarterback, you're not going to win.
Well, Trent Dilfer, I mean, come on.
Yeah, that takes.
You know what?
Trent Dilfer was decent. He was a decent quarterback.
You know, it's an exception. It's also 17 years ago, right?
Like, right.
That is a very different NFL.
Yes, yeah, that's a great point.
Than it is today.
People would say that to me with the Seahawks. They're like, the year before Russell Wilson was drafted, they had the Legion of Boom and Marshawn Lynch, and they were a 7-win team.
Well, let's be fair. Like, the Legion of Boom was not the Legion of Boom that it was a year later or the year after that, right? It's just not the same.
They were very good in 2011.
I'm sure they were. That's why they won the playoff game against the Saints.
No, that was the year before.
Oh, okay. My point is the continuity. They got better as the years went on.
What I'm saying is they had that year they had a really good defense. They had Marshawn Lynch. And it was a 7-win team
because
they had Charlie Whitehurst.
There you go. Thank you.
They had Charlie Whitehurst and what's his name? Tavares Jackson.
Right.
Thank you for proving my point.
Yeah.
How did I prove your point?
They had no quarterback. As good as their defense was. I'm saying.
So I think you guys have the same. I think you guys have the same point.
We have the same point.
In this one. But Deshaun Kizer. I remember it was really a week or two ago. We were saying, who'd you rather start, Kizer or Watson? Like that was a thing. Just literally 2 weeks ago. Obviously, that's changed. And I think the state of Cleveland, the state of Ohio Cleveland, but like when it comes to the Browns, it's getting worse. Because Hugh Jackson comes out and says, listen, I wanted to bench Kenny Britt, but I had no guys to put in instead of him. Well, that's bad. When your coach, forget calls you out, you want to call you out, that's fine. I wanted to bench this dude, but I couldn't. Like, that's like pathetic. That's a bad job.
I didn't watch the game. Look. I didn't watch the game, but from everything I've read up on, I mean, Kenny Britt deserved to be benched.
Sure.
He's pretty much, it sounds like he's just going out there, a guy that cashed that check. And
Just got his money, walking away.
And that's why
Which is a shame, because he is a talented player.
He's a talented kid. Matt, that's why, but you know what? I think it's very, very hard for a dude that's been on a lot of losing teams to just continue to lose.
I don't buy that. I don't buy that at all.
Okay.
You know, maybe, you know, look, different people, I don't want to bash the guy, I think he has a lot more talent than, you know.
He's got no heart.
I think that's a great way
to say it. Look at what I was just talking about during the break. Brandon Marshall has never played in an NFL playoff game.
Yeah.
He won't this year, probably, unless some miracle happens. Okay. But the guy has always put it all out on the field.
Okay.
He's not putting it all on the field this year.
I don't think it's from a lack of effort.
I disagree.
I don't think it was any fault of his own that they didn't make the playoffs. Look, he's had run-ins with his
teammates and quarterbacks.
Him and Smoke and Jay at one point were like best friends, and then that separated.
He's not playing well, but he's not Kenny Britting it.
I'm not saying he's Kenny Britting it.
Yeah.
I don't think
anyone. I would much rather have Brandon Marshall than Kenny Britt.
Yes, I would too. But the reason, with Kenny Britt, like, you're still not cutting Rashard Higgins, you were saying to me.
Well, now I can't. I was thinking about doing it, and I spent, you know, 20 to 30% of my fab on him. But look, if Kenny Britt, at some point, they're going to say, screw this guy, he's getting benched. And if that happens, they're going to still have, somebody's got to catch the ball. And at least this guy had 11 targets, caught 7 passes. I know that game against Colts was not a good game for Higgins. But who else is there? It's like, you know, who
Ricardo
else?
Lewis.
Yeah. Ricardo Lewis. I mean, that's really the answer, unfortunately. You know what's crazy? Speaking of the Browns, crazy Gary Barnage never just got a job.
Yeah, that is crazy. Maybe we jinxed him. I don't know.
What's that?
Look, they have the Joku, and they like the valve. You know,
yeah, that's true.
So I mean, tight end isn't the issue.
They didn't need him.
I'm not saying they needed Barnage.
Other teams could have used
him. You know, I'm surprised he didn't get a time by anyone. That's all. Isaiah Crowell, you're starting. If there's anyone I want to own, I guess, in Cleveland, it is Duke Johnson.
Duke Johnson without doubt.
He's filling in because they don't really have any receivers that they can trust.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, you know, that's Chris Thompson because, you know, Kirk Cousins really doesn't have that rhythm yet.
Oh, I'd rather have Duke Johnson than Chris Thompson.
He's more consistent. Yeah.
To me, that's not. Yeah. Look, I mean, that first week he put up, what, 4 points or something? It was very disappointing. But he's been much better. Look, he's pretty much a receiver week one. I mean, he's got back-to-back over 20-point weeks in PPR.
Yeah.
And this is what you want. You want a guy. And he's gotten 2 rushing touchdowns, one each of the last 2 weeks on some nice runs. So, I mean, this is the guy in Cleveland to own right now. I mean, if you drafted Isaiah Crowell, I think he knows yet. You got to play him. He's more of a matchup kind of guy right now until he gets it going, which hopefully at some point he does.
Yeah, I think so. I'm with you. You know, I think, unfortunately, he's a matchup guy. We expect a lot more.
Well,
it has not happened.
Cleveland's, well, I don't want to say, because, I mean, they got, like, they have the Jets, then at Houston. Tennessee's, you know, the secondary is terrible.
Awful.
I thought their, you know, front seven was going to be better. But Minnesota... At Detroit, Jacksonville, though. Jacksonville is the worst run defense in the league, believe it or not.
Yeah, I saw that, which is crazy because of how good the rest of their defense is. All right, so that's kind of the state of the Cleveland Browns. Scott, let's get into the Seahawks here for a moment. Chris Carson's ankle is broken, and it's severely damaged. We don't expect to see him for quite a while, if at all, here in 2017. Which means they're going to have to replace him. And I know we had said, or at least some of us have said, we're dead and gone. We're done with this whole... we're done with this whole Seattle running game. We don't want to mess with it. But given the state of running back, I think we have to at least talk about it here for a little bit. And with Chris Carson down, the first name out of Pete Carroll's mouth yesterday was Thomas Rawls. It's great. We can get him healthy. He's great. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, dude, you literally benched this dude. Then you made him inactive. So this sounds like typical Pete Carroll BS, where he's going to talk about his player to the next player, right? And I'm wondering why that next player couldn't be Eddie Lacy when he was the one that was active. You told me earlier this morning, CJ Prosize is expected to play this weekend, which should limit J.D. McKissic. I don't know what to make of the Seattle backfield. I'm hoping that you'll be able to provide some light.
Well, look, Lacy played well in the last game on Sunday night when Carson went out. His first 2 carries were for 7 and 19 yards. And then he had a 2-yarder, but he actually tripped. So that could have been a positive gain as well. I think is what you're going to see on the regular carries. There's going to be a timeshare between Rawls and Lacy. And then you're going to see ProSize use as a receiver. And maybe once in a while McKissic will be in there as a little bit of change of pace. All 4 might be used. I think it's going to be what they originally intended to be before Carson had the best preseason. You know, maybe Lacy, if you look at anything that happened on Sunday night, you know, maybe he's starting to come along a little bit because he was recovering from the ankle injury. I think it's really going to be, you have to wait and see. We don't have an answer yet. It's going to be who plays better and stays healthy between Rawls and Lacy. And if they both stay healthy, it's a matter of who plays better.
That is a total question.
It's going to be an audition during the game.
Yeah, and with the waiver wire segment, I'm really interested to hear how much you guys are going to try to spend on both of those guys, and it's coming up in just a few moments here with Eddie Lacy and with Thomas Rawls, just how much you're going to be willing to spend there. When it comes to another injury, Sam Bradford's still day-to-day. I'm sure, once again, he'll try to practice this week. We'll see if he's healthy enough to play. And then you get... to another guy back from the suspension, that's Sam Bradford's teammate. It's Michael Floyd. He's back! He's back, Scotty!
You sound very excited about this.
No, not really. Laquan Treadwell's nothing as number 3 wide receiver in Minnesota. Again, no quarterback, really, with Case Keenum at the helm. But Michael Floyd does come back from suspension. I don't know if it means anything, but I did think it was worth noting.
I don't think it means anything in most leagues that people listening to this show play, because it's all about Diggs and Thielen, really. Like, I think Floyd has a chance to make an impact as an NFL receiver, but unless you play in a super deep league, I don't think you really you know, use a waiver claim on him.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm not running out there picking him up or nothing. He's been a very disappointing player.
Yeah, he's been a very, very disappointing player. I've spent a lot of money on him in the past in Fab. It did not work out. When I picked Devontae Adams this year, they're like, basically, you just picked Michael Floyd again. I go, perfect. Great. Same amount of money, same everything. Hopefully get the better receiver. I'd like to see an update on Devontae Adams. I haven't seen it. Have you seen anything about Devontae Adams here?
Yeah, I have something from Inside Injuries here.
What'd they say?
From Roto Experts. He said, there's no timeline for his return, and concussion recovery times are nearly impossible to predict.
Oh, great. So that's a non-update.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Ty Montgomery saying he has multiple ribs but feels better. If you have broken ribs, I don't say.
I don't think it's a non-update. They said there's no timeline for his return.
That's not. It's a non-update. There's no timeline.
Right. That's the update.
What was it? Where was the information there? There's no update.
There's no timeline for his return.
So that's no update.
That is an update.
No updates.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
All right, it's time. One more headline before the top of the hour, before the waiver wire chat kicks in. And that is in regards to the Hall of Famer.
Who's that?
Mitchell Trubisky.
Mitch. Money-making Mitch.
The Bears announced yesterday that they were benching Mike Glennon. And on Monday Night Football, it is the debut of the Hall of Famer, Mitchell Trubisky. Get up!
Yeah, I think this is a good week. If it's not Jordan or Cohen, stay away from the Bears offense, especially those Kendall Wrights and stuff like that. We don't know what this Trubisky thing is
going to
be yet.
He's going to inject some spark in this offense, though. And while you can't start any of the receivers yet with confidence because you don't know who's going to pop, Trubisky's going to connect with somebody. And, you know, that's why it's going to be interesting to watch. Kendall Wright has been mildly relevant to this point, and it could be Wright who gets a significant boost here. We don't know. Maybe he likes throwing to Marcus Wheaton. Maybe he likes throwing to Deontay Thompson. We're going to know a lot more about this receiving crew on Tuesday.
You know, it could be, right? Like, it could be, but there was one thing that I was concerned about that you just mentioned here, Corey, that, hey, everybody else leave on your bench, blah, blah, blah. One of the guys that you said you trusted was Tariq Cohen. And I don't know if I'm still in on Tariq Cohen because Mike Glennon had a propensity, check down, check down, check down, check down, check down. I don't know that Trubisky has that. He might.
If I'm Trubisky,
I don't know.
And I sit on the sideline these last couple of weeks, I would think to myself, when I get my shot, throw him the ball.
You would think that the coaching staff would make the right call here, but we don't know if they can. But
well, it took him this long. So
you would think common sense from the coaching staff would dictate this kid is a playmaker. You have to get the ball into his hands.
You have to get the ball into your playmaker's hands. It took this long for this team to get their ball into their best quarterback's hands, which is
true. We don't know if this is true.
Oh, he's the Hall of Famer.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? We don't know if this is true. Stop it with this.
You're telling me this dude's probably not better than Mike Glennon?
How do we know that?
I said probably.
This is a quarterback from North Carolina. You don't go to North Carolina to get quarterbacks. You go to North Carolina to get point guards.
And defensive ends.
It's the first time. It's the first time for everything. This kid looked really, really good in the preseason. Much better than Glennon has looked.
It's true. You know who also played quarterback in North Carolina?
T.J. Yates.
Mike Glennon also played. Not at court. Even at North Carolina State. But that's still in
North Carolina. It's a different North Carolina.
It's still in North Carolina.
That's Phil Rivers, North Carolina.
It is Phil Rivers.
They have a quarterback.
Down the road, though.
They have a quarterback.
Pedigree?
Pedigree in NC State. Not the Tar Heels have a point guard pedigree.
The point guards really haven't been that good either, to be honest with you.
They got some in the NBA. Their players have been going to the NBA recently haven't been that good.
They haven't been that good.
If you was to put a starting five of current NBA players out there, it would be pretty terrible.
Yeah. Right?
It wouldn't be impressive.
I agree with you. There's no like superstar.
Wayne Ellington would make the team.
No way.
If you was to put five starters from North Carolina on the
Marvin Williams probably make the team.
What's Harrison Barnes to make the team?
He should make the team.
Harrison Barnes should be there.
You know, Harrison Barnes is good.
You might have Ray Felton on that team at 400 pounds.
He is. He's all right. Let's see here. I have a whole. You know who make the team?
Who?
Vince Carter make the team.
That's crazy. Vince Carter would make the team.
All right. So here we go. So I have 14 current NBA players. This is what this just turned into. 14,
I know, right?
14, I have 14 current NBA players with North Carolina.
Yeah.
Harrison Barnes. He's on the team.
That's on the team.
Reggie Bullock.
Oh.
Vince Carter.
Okay. Two.
Ed Davis.
May have to start Ed Davis.
Larry Drew.
No, he's a zero.
Wayne Ellington.
Wayne Ellington would probably make the team.
Fat Ray Felton. Danny Green.
Danny Green would be on the team.
Okay. John Henson. Bryce Johnson. Kendall Marshall. Good in college, not a good NBA player. Marvin Williams. Told you. Brandon Wright. And Tyler Zeller.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
That's what the current, that's current North Carolina Tar Heels in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not working.
No, it's crazy.
Now name Kentucky. You'd be like, no, it's an all-star team.
That is an all-star team. Kentucky's an all-star team every year. Also,
yeah, but they got.
Remember, Justin Jackson just went in the NBA draft this year. He's a rookie, yeah. So maybe he'll be good. I don't really know, but we'll see. Mitchell Trubisky, starting quarterback in the NFL this week. Monday Night Football. Get excited! I'm pumped, Scott. I am.
You should be. You know, it's
what
like,
are y'all excited about?
He's going to be a pretty good quarterback.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
I can't wait.
Well, you can wait for 15 more seconds.
It's not going to be Colt McCoy.
We'll go live on television in about 10 seconds. With a waiver wire. It's a waiver wire Tuesday here on the Road Breakfast in the Morning.